welcome everyone to the Summer of Peace, a free global online summit designed to help you transform conflict in your heart, your relationship, and the world. Production of the Shift Network. My name is David Nichol. I'm the director of the Gaia Field Project. We're so glad you're joining us for this call. This series is the Spirituality and Peace series, which is specifically designed to give you a direct experience of the essence of peace from the practices of the world's wisdom tradition, making connections here between the experience of peace in the most direct, immediate way and creating a culture of peace in our world. Especially excited to introduce our special guests today, Leslie Temple Thurston and Brad Laughlin, who've been making particular connections between the inner expression of peace and the outer expression of creating a culture of peace in the world. Leslie Temple Thurston is a teacher of enlightenment who for over 25 years has dedicated her life wholeheartedly to inspiring, guiding people toward their spiritual awakening, this pivotal moment in humanity's evolution. Brad Laughlin is also a spiritual guide and mentor to a growing number of seekers worldwide. For many years, Leslie pursued the study of mysticism and ancient wisdom, meditation, yogic teachings, and spiritual psychology. Late 1980s, her years of spiritual practice came to fruition when she experienced the complete dissolution of her old identity and had a profound spiritual transformation and awakening. Shortly thereafter, Leslie met Brad, been her partner for 21 years, and together they founded the nonprofit organization Core Light, developed a school of transformation, which offers online events, group meditation, extensive audio teachings, and ongoing courses of study. Core Light's dedication is to positive change in the world by fostering inner peace amongst individuals and outer peace through humanitarian service. Authors of many books who've been translated into many languages, and they're also the co-founders of a humanitarian aid organization, Seeds of Light, which provides services to South Africa's AIDS orphans and marginalized community. You can find out all about their work at www.corelight.org. So, Leslie and Brad, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
We're very delighted to be here.
Thank you so much. And as I was saying, there's a particular emphasis on this series in making these connections between using spiritual practices as a bridge between inner and outer worlds and as a foundation for creating a culture of peace. So I'm just particularly excited to have you, the two of you, on the program, since you've been so focused on that particular intersection. I'm wondering if you could maybe just start with describing for our listeners, in your own words, just the core aspect of your work with Core Light and the mission of Core Light and the way that you hold your teachings and your approach to your work in the world.
Leslie, would you like to speak?
Oh, my goodness. We do so many different things. We go and help out wherever we see we're needed. We're involved with animals, particularly white lions and elephants in Africa, and we do straight up spiritual teachings for our students, and it's a fascinating way to change things all around us. And it's very much based in meditation and opening the heart. And Brad, what would you like to say about it?
Well, I guess I would add that the foundation of the work is spiritual transformation, and specifically through the teachings of non-duality and they're eclectic teachings based primarily in yoga, but also spiritual psychology, and especially clearing shadow, doing the shadow work of clearing the ego. So that's the main focus. But David, like you said, our dedication is to helping create outer peace in the world through developing personal inner peace. And that's why we were so excited when you contacted us and invited us to participate, because we saw what wonderful work you're doing and the Shift Network is doing. And it just feels like there's a real real interconnection there, that many of us are doing this work, and it's time now. It's time for all of us to gather and be connected in this way and do this work together.
Yeah. So thank you. It's so great to have that connection with allies in different parts of the world. And a lot of your work, of course, has been centered or grounded in South Africa, a place that you've spent a lot of time. And I've been especially fascinated with the work that you've done with the animals there, the white lions that you mentioned and the elephants, and you've also done work with whales and dolphins. And there is, for our listeners, there is actually a very fascinating interview with Leslie Temple Thurston, conducted by Andrew Harvey, the noted mystic and scholar Andrew Harvey, that is focused specifically on their work with the white lions, and goes into fascinating details about Leslie's experiences in communion with those animals, those great beings, and her impressions of the energy that they're holding for the planet. But I think it could be great to just to tell our listeners here some of that work that you've done with the white lions and the elephants, and especially as an example of this approach of both inwardly communing with these beings while at the same time being engaged outwardly in programs to help protect them. And we'd just love to hear your impressions or some thoughts about that particular work in connection with these animals.
Well, I can tell you the story of how I stopped a charging elephant briefly. We were in the Kruger Park, which is a very large area, and the driver, we were in a vehicle with a driver and a few other people, and the driver just decided to drive off the roads. He started off-roading across this big wide plain. And there was a huge elephant, that's why he did it, a huge elephant that was obviously in what they call must, which is a kind of pre-mating intensity that the elephant goes through. And elephants are usually very well-behaved, very sedate. And when they're in must, they can get very aggressive. So as the driver drove towards the elephant and got closer and closer, the elephant started to pick up speed and charge us. And I'd had a previous experience with a storm, but this really was my first time with an animal. I used the same technique. I didn't know what else to do. And so just sort of automatically, my heart, my whole chest opened and my heart expanded enormously. And I beamed that love straight into the elephant's chest. And he stopped dead in his tracks. And he sort of swayed a bit and he waved his trunk. And then you could tell he took a few very deep breaths. We were quite close at that point. And then he calmed down, and he just stood and looked at us for a while, and then he slowly turned around and walked off away away from where we were. And that beaming the love is actually something that we've used a number of times, and we're going to do it with everybody this morning, so or today, wherever you are. And I think you'll find it very interesting. So
yeah,
that's the short version of the story.
Well, I think it might be important to add, you know, when David, when you asked us to join you today, we were feeling into what might be a good practice for the day, because I know that's what you do on these Sunday morning calls. And we, because the topic is peace, spirituality and peace, we felt like, well, this would be an ideal way to share some of this work with people, because when one can build the love inside to such a point that you can direct it in a certain energy, in a certain direction, it's capable. The love is capable of stopping an elephant. Not that most people are faced with charging elephants, but it can be used in very practical ways. You know, we can use that technique of beaming our love energy at various situations in the world, wars and violence and any number of situations, including, like Fukushima and places where there are problems with the environment. So that's really why Leslie was sharing that story. It happened to her while an elephant was charging, and she also did this with a violent storm that was approaching once. But specifically, we wanted to share that with people today, because it does pertain to the topic of peace and creating peace in the world.
Absolutely. And a practice that we're going to give our listeners an opportunity to immerse themselves in. And I think this is the focus of this series, is really an exploration, I think, of and a development of these capacities that we have as human beings that perhaps underdeveloped, and we've been especially interested in the potentials that we may have as a collective to tap into the power of consciousness to affect change in the world, to be part of a more integrative approach to change in the world. And so it's a fascinating exploration, and just to also let our listeners know that Brad and Leslie hold prayer circles that, in a sense, harnessing this power and this capacity. They hold prayer circles for specific issues and specific points of focus. They have prayer circles for HIV/AIDS, for elephants, for white lions, for wild mustangs, for the oceans, for peace around the world in general. And anyone interested in joining the prayer circles can go to their website, www.corelight.org, and click on the Sacred Activism tab. They can find information about the prayer circles. And also, they can find their information about that white lion interview, which I highly recommend. It's a very fascinating story there. I think this could be a great time to now just go into this practice, and we are creating space in this series for really a deep dive into the direct experience of our deepest nature. And so this is a really good time for us to put aside any of our concerns or things we might be doing later in the day or things we have been doing, and really be receptive to this practice to allow ourselves to fully emerge, just be immersed in this space of presence and love. So I'd like to just hand it over to the two of you to guide us into the practice.
Okay. Thank you, David. Well, what we thought we would do is I'll start. I'll lead everybody into a relaxation and quieting of the mind meditation. And then Leslie will talk people through a guided meditation into building the love and practicing this technique of beaming the love. So why don't we all begin by closing our eyes, and let's get comfortable wherever you are. If you're sitting in a chair or lying on the floor, just feel yourself relaxing into that position and getting very comfortable. And let's begin with some deep breathing. So with your eyes closed, as David said, just let yourself be here right now and put aside any other thoughts or worries about the past or the future, and just give yourself permission to be present right now in this gift that we're given to practice, to be in our spiritual practice for this time right now. And let's begin with some long, deep breaths. Please take a long, deep inhale. Hold it for just a moment, and then a long, deep exhale, relaxing and letting go as you breathe. Again, long, deep inhale, long, deep exhale. You may find yourself, as you do this, wanting to yawn, which is a good thing. That's a relaxing thing to do, so take a big, wide stretch. Stretch your arms if you need to. Stretch your jaw. And just continue the deep breathing. Long, deep inhales. Long, deep exhales. And while you do this, let's all open our crown chakras. The crown chakra is, of course, the conical-shaped vortex on the top of the head that opens up and outward, up to the sky. And so as you do your breathing, just visualize that crown chakra opening, also called the thousand-petaled lotus. So you can visualize it like a lotus on the top of your head, unfolding petal by petal, opening and opening. And as you breathe in, visualize golden white light pouring down from the heavens into your crown chakra, down into your body. Long, deep inhales, breathing the light in. And then as you exhale, visualize the shadow and the tension leaving the body, going down into the earth, letting go, just letting go and relaxing. As you do this, feel the muscles in your scalp relaxing, like a warm liquid being poured over the top of your head, like honey. Relaxing all the muscles as you go. Wherever that warm liquid touches you, let the muscles relax. Let it pour over your brow, down, relaxing your forehead, over into your eyes, relaxing your eyes, your cheeks and jaw, your neck and shoulders. Deep relaxing. Continue your breathing as we do this. Long, deep inhales, breathing in the light, letting that light pour into the body, and letting that warm liquid pour over your body, relaxing the muscles. And relax your upper arms, your lower arms, your hands, relaxing your chest, and your back, and your torso, relaxing your pelvis and your upper legs, your buttocks, your lower legs, and your feet and your toes. Continue breathing, doing your deep, long inhales, long, slow exhales. Breathing the light in through the crown, filling the body. Letting that light fill you up all the way down through the torso, down the legs, down the arms. Let the light fill up the hands. Feel the light pouring out the tips of your fingers. Feel the light building in your hands, pouring out the palm chakra, also let the light pour down into your feet, filling up your feet, and let it come out the ends of your toes, filling up so much that it comes out the chakra at the sole of your feet. Deeply relaxing as you do this. Now bring the light from the crown chakra down the core of your body, all the way down to the root chakra, which is at the perineum, which is between the anus and the genitals. And put your attention there for just a moment, which is in itself deeply relaxing. And now bring that light from the root chakra all the way down into the earth. Go down into the earth, past the crust of the earth, down into the center of the earth, as far as you can go. Take your attention down there. Let the light pour through you down into the earth. And if you can, go all the way to the center of the earth. Let your light mingle with the core of the earth. There's an iron crystal at the center of the earth, the molten core of the earth. So let your light mingle there and feel the groundedness, feel the centeredness that happens in your body when you do that. Let yourself feel very supported and grounded, anchored by the earth, and then bring that energy mingled together, bring that earth energy up into your root chakra, up through the soles of your feet, into the body, up through the root chakra. Feeling very grounded and centered as you do this, and very relaxed. And now bring that energy up through the core of your body, the subtle core of the body is called the Sushumna, and it corresponds roughly to the spine. And so bring that energy up through the core, up, back up to the top of the head. And now focus there for just a moment. In the very center of your head, there's a place, there's a very mystical place in the center of the head called the Cave of Brahman. And you can find it by starting at the third eye, which is the point just between and slightly above the eyebrows, and then go back a few inches back into the center of your head. You'll find a place there called the Cave of Brahman. You'll feel it when you put your attention there. It's a mystical place where you actually connect with the cosmos in this place. And it's a place, when you find it, you'll stop thought. Also between the ears, you can find it that way. draw an imaginary line between the ears and an imaginary line back from the third eye. Where those lines meet is the cave of Brahman, right in the center of the head. It's a mystical, magical place where you can go and connect to the center of the cosmos anytime, which is right inside you. So stay there for just a moment, and now we'll turn the meditation over to Leslie.
The next step that we're going to do is to open the heart. So the way to find the heart, I'm going to give you a few moments to hold the Cave of Brahman meditation field nice and peacefully and openly in your open crown. Take some deep, relaxing breaths. Allow yourself to be in a state of beingness, oneness, and deep, deep peace. Let that peace flow through your entire body and suffuse your aura with light. Now I want you to bring your awareness down to the center of the heart chakra. The center of the heart is actually right on that that bone that's in the middle.
The sternum,
yes, thank you. And it's up from the diaphragm. It's up about 3 inches from the diaphragm. Take your middle finger and just touch the spot that feels as though it holds the central point of your heart. I'll give you a minute to find it, and then I'm going to ask you to become very still and focused on your heart. When you hold it like that and you become still, you can actually use your will to open the heart chakra. Really, more or less in the center of your chest. And if you keep your index finger on that center point, you're holding, you're touching, making connection with that central point of the heart chakra. Once you feel as though you've found it, there's a sense of completion when you find it, a letting go, a relaxing. Once you find it, allow the heart chakra to begin to open. It's like a many-petaled lotus, and the rings of the lotus will open from the outside towards the inside, or the inside towards the outside, it varies. But just focus your attention on the heart. Breathe deeply into this, and with the exhale, with each exhale, the heart chakra will open a little more. the in-breath comes through the center, and then the out-breath relaxes all those petals and opens the heart. Now, if you feel nicely centered in the heart, I want you to allow yourself to open your emotional body and allow the love that you hold in your emotional body, bring it to your heart, which is pretty much where it lives anyway. Allow it to fill that space so that it comes out through the front of your chest. Allow the heart energy to get stronger and stronger. It requires that you are very one-pointed with your intention and that you open and open and open the heart chakra, and the love will be there. Doesn't necessarily feel like certain kinds of love. It actually feels very peaceful, serene, clear. Of course, it's not romantic love at all. But it's a very warm and tender kind of peacefulness. See if you can bring that forward clearly and very relaxed and peaceful as you do it. It's actually a field. It's a field that can be expanded and built. And I want you to spend a moment now to build that field and expand it. You may find that it very quickly expands way above your head and all around your body. If you're having a bit of difficulty with it, breathe into the heart and allow yourself to think and feel and value and focus on love. Love, caring, support, giving, and a relaxing of the body, loosening of your chest and your shoulders and your back. There's also a quality of warmth that comes with that love. And stillness and peace. Remember to breathe deeply as you expand. If you're having difficulty bringing this love energy forward, think about something that you care about, something that you really do love, means a lot to you. This does take a bit of time, but I can feel that we're on our way here. Allow your heart to become very soft. I can feel some tense hearts there, out there with some of you. let go of anything that you might be experiencing as strain, concerns or worries. The heart is an amazing tool. It's many things, but it is actually also a tool. We can cultivate and use our hearts to do all sorts of things, to share with others, to heal ourselves, to build light in the body, expand the subtle bodies, to make connections with other people, heal. Now, I think we've come to a centered place with our hearts, and a robustness is beginning to develop in the heart. I want you to expand the heart as much as you can, if possible, so that the heart energy fills your whole body. Let go as much as you can. Just let go, let go, let go. Let your heart have center stage. Now, what we decided was that we were going to practice beaming the love that we have built, the field of love that we've built in our hearts, beaming it at some situation or place of your choice. We were thinking that that today perhaps we could all beam love to the elephants in Central Africa who are experiencing a phenomenal Holocaust as more and more of them are being slaughtered. I don't want you to look at the negative side of this. I just want you to feel the love that you have for these creatures. They are amazing. They don't seem to be fighting against what's happening to them. But we have found that when we beam the love into a situation and concentrate it on that one place for an extended period of time, a few minutes perhaps, that we actually send this field of love into the thing that we're beaming. And it has the effect of transforming that thing. It's a way of transforming situations, transforming difficult situations. It's a way of unraveling snarl-ups in consciousness. Everything is consciousness. And so we can take our love consciousness and send it out somewhere. I don't insist that you send it to the elephants. What I would like you to do is to send that field that you've built in your chest to some situation, some person who needs help, some natural situation in the natural world, something that is having difficulty. if we were to all do this at the same time, we would have a powerful effect on this one thing that we're beaming at. But the feeling I get now as we learn and discover this technique is that you should each choose for yourselves what you would like to beam the love at. So take a moment to think what you would like to beam your love to. Relax. Relax yourself. Relax the muscles in your chest. Just let go. If you have any fear, just drop the fear. It seems improbable that you can affect things that way. Just try. It's love energy. It's the power of intention. It's caring. It's selflessness. And all of those qualities have a sweetness to them that can be shared. Even shared with dark situations. We actually develop a field of oneness between ourselves and whatever we are beaming at. What I'm perceiving now is an expanding field of oneness that we're all holding together. It's charging. And it's going out at the same time. Relax your chest. It doesn't need to be a strain. It's simply a letting go, a giving, passing on of truth, of love, and caring out into the environment. That we're giving to a troubled world. Deep stillness is forming now. The transmission is happening. Very peaceful. Don't be afraid of giving your energy away. As you do that, more comes into you. You will always be refilled. Many people do have fear of letting their energy go out. But it's a simple matter of practicing and being clear in your mind that you're giving it away and that more will be given to you in return. It's an energy flow. It comes in and you can let it go out. And when you need to refresh yourself, you simply hold on to it. The energy can be drawn from the crown chakra down. You can beam from your third eye as well as your heart. But beaming from the heart when it's something in the human world and you're using the love energy of the heart to go out, it has a powerful effect on whatever you're beaming at. When you beam from your third eye, you're doing a much more rarefied connection to the outside. With the heart energy, the connection is very intimate, very caring, very much part of the positive side of the emotional body. But don't be afraid to let the energy go out. As fast as you let it out, it will replenish. Now I think we should probably stop, or at least begin a wrap up. I would like you to now just slowly and gradually begin to draw your energy into your heart again. You can leave your heart chakra open if you choose to do that. Allow yourself to relax into a state of peacefulness and balance and oneness. And let's be quiet for a few minutes. And if you want to continue beaming love to the elephants or something of your own choice, go ahead and do that. And begin to relax as well. Let the process wind down. When you're ready, just take some very big, deep breaths and allow yourself to be centered, quiet, still. Let yourself feel your own love, your own love center. Allow yourself to be bathed in it. Breathe deeply. and relax. Keep your eyes open if you wish, for a little longer. Or open them as you feel ready. Any situation or place is perfectly okay to send love to. Here are a few examples that you can practice with. You can beam energy to the oceans, which are becoming increasingly acidic and polluted. And then there's plenty of violence out there in the world. You can beam energy and love to the Middle East, the people who live there, the soldiers, the innocent people, governments who are fomenting war, and so forth. It's a practice that you can develop on your own. You can do these kinds of beaming practices into all kinds of situations. Family dramas, friends who are ill, the natural world, and so on. So here's a little rundown of how one goes about this, just in case you need to hear it. You use the power of your intention to send whatever it is you're wanting to send and to wherever you're wanting to send it. It's your intention that has the power. It's not a mental thing at all. You're not mentally forcing something. And it's actually fine to send love to just about any kind of situation. You can send love to the oceans. They certainly need it. You can send love right into the violence and unrest and war in the Middle East. You can send it specifically to the people who live there, or to soldiers or innocent bystanders. You can send the love to foreign governments, anything. The forests that are being chopped down, the radioactivity that's causing great problems in various places. Fukushima, even here in New Mexico where I am, we have Los Alamos where they build bombs, and then down south in Carlsbad, we have the place where they store the plutonium, the used plutonium, and it's currently started leaking there. So down in the deep caves of the Carlsbad, they've been storing barrels of used plutonium, and it started leaking about a month ago. It's a big issue. Anything like that. There's no shortage of issues around this world. And it's time for me to sign off now.
Much, Lee and Brad. Difficult to emerge to words from a space like that. It's always a privilege to with all of you in creating that space, thank everyone on the call for being willing to enter into that practice, sacred time. Thanks so much, Leslie and Brad, for what you're doing and guiding us this morning to that very deep opening, very profound, just to create that portal of love to our world. But just as a way of closing, just take another 10 to 15 seconds here, just giving silent thanks, silent gratitude to each other, to a few fields, just as a way to bring this just to a close today. Hey, thank you so much, everyone. We hope you will join us next Sunday for a continuation of this Spirituality and Peace series, where we'll deepen further, growing this field of peace, growing the field of peace all summer in the Northern Hemisphere, to culminate on the International Day of Peace with our Be the Peace global meditation event occurring on every continent. But for today, namaste, and may peace prevail on earth.